This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg in for Bob Edwards. In Baghdad, Saddam Hussein's regime appears to have collapsed. Government and security officials have largely disappeared from the streets. In some neighborhoods, crowds of jubilant Iraqis are massing in celebration. There is also widespread looting. U.S. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks at Central Command Headquarters in Doha, Qatar, says some fighting continues.
Today, the regime is in disarray and much of Iraq is free from years of oppression. Televisions across the world today are filled with images of jubilant Iraqis who know the regime is coming to an end. There is still work to be done, and the coalition remains confident of the outcome.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us now. Tell us what's happening in Baghdad.
Well, it seems those officials left with the regime have decided it's time to get out of town or hide. This morning at the Palestine Hotel, where hundreds of foreign journalists have been covering this for several weeks, the Minister of Information, who's been a regular presence, did not show up. The minders, who have followed reporters everywhere, keeping them on an extremely short leash, did not show up. So reporters have been streaming across the city, and what they're finding is that in the eastern Shiite sections of Baghdad, mass celebration. We've seen pictures of Iraqis celebrating, signs say, bye-bye Saddam. People are ripping up posters of Saddam Hussein. Some of them, we're told, have thrown flowers at U.S. troops, shouting, thank you, thank you. Anarchy really is prevailing in some sections of the city. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks in Qatar says this is not the case everywhere. In some places where the government has had a tighter hold, troops there are seeing what he called a subdued atmosphere, not hostile, he said, but subdued. Clearly, some people are worried about what this all means. And General Brooks did caution not to be overly optimistic. There's fighting ahead. He said paramilitaries remain a problem.
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit of looting also going on in the streets of Baghdad, Jennifer.
Of government ministries, yes. Not so much shops. But these presumably would be people who did not see this government as representing them, and now they're rushing in to get what they can.
Hmm. What's next for U.S. forces?
First, presumably to prevent anarchy, General Brooks said security and stability operations will begin now, but he did say that he thought this looting would settle down in a while. Second, he said up in Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein, north of Baghdad, U.S. forces want to make sure that officials cannot set up another base of operations there, and also, he said, make sure they cannot hide there. We've seen pictures of U.S. tanks and armored vehicles being airlifted into northern Iraq to beef up a presence there that has been very thin. Also, we've seen fighting in Hilla, a town south of Baghdad. So resistance is continuing in some parts. And remember, as the U.S. has swept up from Kuwait in the south, it has not secured all the areas. Mm-hmm. So no doubt there will be some attention there. And also, General Brooks said there will be a big switch to humanitarian efforts, where possible, an effort to get hospitals up and running. They've been very short on supplies, many of them without water and electricity.
Meantime, who is in charge right now in Baghdad, let alone the rest of Iraq?
Very good question, and potentially a very big problem. There will be a lot of pressure now to get what's being called an Iraqi interim authority up and running. The Pentagon in recent days has gone out of its way to say the U.S. does not want to impose any rule, that Iraqis will rule Iraqis. But there is no structure ready to go here. There have been Pentagon civil administrators in Kuwait preparing to come in and start heading up, advising various ministries. That will probably have to be speeded up if possible, security permitting.
Briefly, any concern about retribution?
Very much, and particularly in Baghdad. This is a city with a volatile mix of population. You have the Sunni population that has been part of the ruling class and has ruled. You've got a lot of Shia and some Kurds who have suffered from 3 decades of this rule, and there are lots of scores to settle.
Many thanks. NPR's Jennifer Ludden.